Gary, obviously not the result you wanted, but a performance seemingly two halves, very upbeat in the first half. What went wrong, do you feel?
Well, as you said there, the game for sure two halves. First half looked very good, very confident, very dangerous. Maybe just a little bit of that final little pass was not quite there, but we looked again, getting into dangerous situations. And really looked the team on the ascendancy. Spoke at half time how that's what we need, but we need to do even more, be more careful with our final ball and keep doing what we were doing and really go out there and show the fight that we did in the first half. But it's very strange, very frustrating. Didn't understand really how that happened in the second half in terms of, I've been told, you know, there's a bit of softness here before over the years, and I saw that softness today, which I didn't like, and made it very clear with the players afterwards, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable to have that softness. Whenever you're on the pitch, you have to be a man, you have to put your body on the line, you have to suffer physically, and we didn't do that second half. And that was the only difference. Birmingham didn't come here and win the game, we lost the game. You know, and that's the disappointing bit. If they come here and play great football second half and won, okay, that happens. But for us to give that game to them, how we did in that second half, after a first half performance like that, it's bitterly frustrating.
Because you showed a good character to get back into having gone behind, didn't
exactly.
you, that first
half? Exactly, and like I said, we were the team on the ascendancy. That was probably their only breakaway chance, which we knew that was how they're going to play, and we really looked good. We looked confident, and we were really pushing, and we were trying to get those goals. Like I said, maybe just the final little bit was not quite there in the first half, but we still looked very dangerous, and I thought if we just stepped that up in the second half, Birmingham were there for the taking, and to get that second half performance was, that's something that I won't accept. I made it very clear to the players afterwards that is unacceptable, you know, to be on the pitch how we were in that second half. In terms of heart, I'm talking about, nothing tactically, nothing to do with any of that. That bit of heart that you need, especially in these leagues, that determination, that desire to win games, we didn't have that in the second half. And I understand it's a young group, I understand it's young players, but you're in a man's world, you know, and you have to step up every single time, and we didn't do that in the second half.
And the defending for the second goal in particular, it's got to be better than that, hasn't it?
Well, I just talked about it, it was that softness, you know, which you can't do at any level. And it led to them scoring a goal, and okay, if we actually had the best chances in the second half, and we actually had the better chances than we had in the first half, funny enough, and we should have. To be honest with you, we shouldn't have lost that game, to be honest with you, even with that second half performance. But we have. That's our fault. That's no one else's. We gave that game to them in the second half, and that's not acceptable. That cannot be acceptable at this club, for myself and for those players.
Five changes from the game at QPR. Was that as a result of the performance there, or was it tactically preparing for Birmingham?
No, it's picking a team that I feel that can win the game. And it looked very correct, you know, after that first half performance. And bizarrely, in that second half, it was, like you said, polar opposites. And that's for me to get to the bottom of it. Like I said, I think the biggest part of that is the softness, you know, that's underlining here at this club and within the squads over recent seasons. It's something that has to be eradicated straight away. Has to be eradicated from their mindsets, from the group, and that's for me to work on that.
Last year was a big disappointment for Alex Moore, but first half he showed what a good player he is.
Well, they all did. You know, they all did. That's all the stuff that we've been working on and things that we look for from the group, and it was pleasing to see, you know, and you should take great confidence from that, from a first half display, and take that into your second half if you just step up even more than that which they're capable of and really put the Birmingham to the sword, because that's, I think, we could have done that today. But that softness killed us, that physical bit of heart on the pitch. Nothing tactical, nothing to do with anything else. It was to do with that today, and that's what cost us.
Are you any nearer getting Liam Brick cut in?
No, look, we know we need to strengthen the squad. It's important that we strengthen the squad. It's important that I eradicate any softness, you know. So that's what I have to think about as a manager, and that's what I'll be doing.
And looking ahead, obviously you've got another game in midweek. They're coming thick and fast for you at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, and we have to, like I said, we have to improve very quickly on that second half. We have to be what we were in the first half and be that even better, because that is what's going to win us games. We had fight, we had heart, we had quality. We had a good way of attacking. We were attacking down the wide, we were attacking centrally. That is what we need to be, and that's what we're working on, and that's how I work with the players. So it's important that we take that as the positive. It's important that the players realise that's how we need to do it, And they realise that second half that we cannot accept that. We cannot accept that softness.
Will you give those players another chance, or will they be left out on Tuesday?
You have to be a man very quickly. Everyone has to grow up very, very quickly here. You know, this is serious football, and it's men's football, and we're in the business of trying to get results. So it's for everyone to step up. You know, it's for they'll make my decision, not me. They'll make the decision. If they step up and they be man about it and they put every bit of ounce of their heart into that game or into every game, then they'll play. If they don't, then they don't play. It's as simple as that.
Pablo Hernandez, what do you make of him today?
I thought he did very well. I think physically he suffered towards, obviously, the last 20, 25 minutes of the game, or maybe a little bit earlier. Played 120 minutes, his first game for a long time. But I think everyone in that second half, I can't single anyone out today for any praise because they don't deserve any praise. I think we have to learn very quickly. We have to improve, take the positive from that first half, and that's the benchmark. That's what we have to be.
People have spoken, as you have, about making this place a fortress and the pressure on players.
Well, that, well, that went out the window in the first game.
Players playing for Leeds, the mental strength they need as well.
For any club, professional football, you have to be mentally strong. There's no two ways about it. You have to be mentally strong as a player. You go through ups and downs and tough moments in games and good moments in games. All the way through it, your mentality must be as strong as possible. It's one of the biggest parts of the game, and our mentality in that second half wasn't good enough. And it needs to be improved, and it needs to be, softness needs to be eradicated, simple as that.
Will you go away and ponder this before you select your side for Tuesday?
Well, that's my job. So I'm the manager, I have to understand these things and go through them, and I've already been before, and for me to pick a side on Tuesday that will give us a complete performance for 90 minutes, and that complete performance, if we can do it like we did in the first half, should be good enough to give us wins and good performances.